Okay, we are still in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, but now he moves on to the end part, the paragraph beginning She'ena to Yedea Matan Skarin Shal Mitzvahs, page Ayin Aleph. We said yesterday to Bizar Mitzakala Kechamura, which he, in a pretty unique taich, said, Bizar in the mitzvah, even if that mitzvah you're doing Shalai Lishma, makes it a mitzakala, Bizar in it anyway, as if it's a Charmidika mitzvah. Now he says, Shainati Adam and Skar Shal Mitzvahs, Yitachin Adar Tzachis. He says it's proper. Now, their language, Adar Tzachis, means sort of on a light way of touching it. He says like this: Api Masha Amru Ufara Piha Lebli Chayik. The Pasuk Yeshaya is talking about Gehenim. Gehenim opens its mouth wide, Lebli Chayik, to those who come Bli Chayik. What does Bli Chayik mean? So there's an interesting machlokes in the Gemara, Rabbi Yechir Reish Lakish. Chad Amar Linshemisha Meshayer Afilu Chayik Achas. Now, it's a scary Gemara. The Gemara says, Gehenim is open for somebody who leaves out one din that he was supposed to learn in this world, and he didn't learn. He's missing one thing. So, that's called the Bli Chayik. Speak for yourself. It's not everybody. I'm still working on it. And some say, as long as you learn something. So if somebody learns, even Shalai Lishma, it's going to help him for Gehenim. So what he's saying is like this: Shalai Lishma is not so great, but it'll save you from Gehenim, so it's worth it. Now here, there's a piece in the Atar Lamelech of Palm Sefer, which is totally not his style. And I can't remember him saying it in Yeshiva and Shmuz. I attended a Shmuz probably for about a dozen years. He's referring to the well-known Gemara that says that if somebody has an Aveda to return, he has a choice to help his father recover an Aveda or to help his Rebbe. So he better recover his Rebbe's Aveda, Sherabbi Mevi'a L'Chayilam Abba, and his father brings him to Chayilam Azeh. Now it's interesting, parenthetically, it says that if the father pays the Rebbe money for learning with the son, then the father is Mevi'a L'Chayilam Abba. And the father has kedima, which is today the way it is. You pay tuition. But anyway, the Gemara says that Rabbi Mevi'e L'chaya Olam Haba. So he brings from the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Hilchas Talmud Torah the following mind-boggling idea. I'm just going to quote it. Oyin Omru Chachmei Ha'emes. He's quoting a Kabbalistic idea. Shekol nefesh tzricha litikuna la'asik b'paradis kifima sheyachayla la'asik v'leida. Every soul that comes down to this world is mechuyev to learn Torah, pshat, remez, drush, and side, according to its tenuas nefesh, according to its nature. Each person who comes to this world comes with his own unique characteristics. But when you come down, there's a expectation. V'chol mishiyach la'asik v'leida harbei v'nis'asel. Somebody is capable of learning and understanding and knowing a greater amount, and he knows a smaller amount. He has to come back and learn whatever is neshama, whatever is prescribed. Every neshama, according to its nature, has a prescription to learn a certain amount of Torah. And if not, you don't get into Olam Haba until you complete whatever that is. Heim b'pshutei halachis, heim b'ramazim, b'saydais, all aspects of learning. Ki kol ma she'nismarsa yechayla lahasik v'leidim midiyas ha'tayra zehu tikkun ha'shleimus. His tikkun is feeding his neshama a certain amount of Torah. V'ei efshala lihisakein l'lishtalein b'tzrar ha'chaim es Hashem b'makayra. It's impossible for the neshama to come back from the place from which it came, built the idea. Interesting. The Gemara says, "Ashrei, praiseworthy, mishabalakan, someone who comes upstairs, the Talmud biyadai, and his learning is in his hands." So he teaches Talmudai biyadai. He has the amount of learning that he's supposed to accomplish in this world, whatever level it might be. But that's his tafkid to complete. And Mimela, that's what he has to learn. That's what he has to know in order to come to complete his visit in this world. So on the one hand, there's Nechama here. That not everyone is expected to finish Kol HaTorah Kula. Each person, according to his own Tenus HaNefesh, according to whoever he is, has his own the expectations of what he's supposed to do. You know, Lahavdil, if you go into a gym, you want to lift weights, they're not going to give you the weights to lift that somebody else has to lift. They'll give you according to what you're capable of doing and building up your muscles. They'll give you something that fits you. So same thing here. A person has a certain amount he has to learn in this world. And that's his prescription. In order to get a passport, to get into Reil Mamis, he has to learn. Now, this idea that Reb Chaim Volozhin is bringing, that para pia b'loi chayk, that a person missing one chayk, one chayk means even a simple thing to learn. A chayk is something you don't have to know svara, you don't have to understand. A chayk is something that's without reason. Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal to us the reason. So if you're missing that, it's already a tainah on the person. So this is the rabbi reveal chaylam apa is even he teaches you one halacha. Could be that's the halacha that you're missing. So on the one hand, it's a chizuk. You don't have to know what the other guy knows. You have to know according to your tenuas and nefesh. On the other hand, it's a frightening thing. It means it does matter. Each item that a person learns, it does matter what a person learns. It does matter if a person misses one time or misses one thing. You know, it could be you have a person who's a total amoretz, but he was a Talmid Chacham in a previous Gilgul, but he messed up on certain area, and that he has to come back to know. And he might think in this world that it's of small consequence compared to other Talmid Chacham, but it's not. It's what the person needs. So, you see, Rav Palm doesn't talk about Gehenim. He's saying, you gotta come another Gilgul and finish it, so you'll end up in a good place. He's using a lashon of Gehenim, which is a more stark language. But, you know, I'm not exactly familiar with what Gehenim involves. Hope never to find out. And I'd rather just put it that we have to do our job. And that's it. Maybe part of Gehenim is coming back in another Gilgul. I don't know.
The other thing is that just like we don't know what the schar of a mitzvah is, so you have to be careful by every mitzvah. We don't really know what our chinu is. We don't know what's expected of us. So therefore, we would have to make, you know,
have to make the maximum effort.
And
it is said, Shem, one of the Gedalim, one of Slabotka Gedalim, that he said that if you have a penny, don't waste it. Even though a penny, what are you going to do with a penny? Put a penny in the pushka, you know, whose life is it going to change? But it was given to you to bring to its tafkid. One of the nicest veritluch I heard was a beautiful kasha. Yaakov Avinu went back for pachim ketanim. He went back the parish of Yetzay to pick up pachim ketanim. Take the chacham pachim ketanim achoshim to them. Then we read the next parish of Yishlach. He's sending all these gifts to Esav. So he's sending a hein rav. So the question is, leave the pachim ketanim, don't go travel at night, and send one less donkey to Esav. What's going to make a difference? He's sending so much. Send one less donkey to Esav, and you'll make up for the pachim ketanim. Like, why? On the one hand, worry about your pennies, and the other hand, go and send Esav such a lavish gift. It probably wouldn't have changed anything with one less sheep or one less donkey. So the answer is that Yaakov Avinu used all his money for its tafkid. When he understood that sending a dairin to Esav was a tafkid, so he did it. He did it the right way. And he made a cheshbon of what he should send, and he sent it. He wasn't wasting his money. He was using it for a purpose that he understood to be a purpose. We understand that the gifts he sent Esav give Klal Yisrael a kayach and the dairis to escape tragedies through bribery. And throughout the dairis, Maisi have a similar bottom. The Ramban says that the dairin that he sent, there was a purpose in it. Leaving Pachim Ketanim was purposeless. Every small thing has a purpose. So same thing with learning Torah. Every small item of limud that a person can chaparain, a person comes to davening 2 minutes early, picks up, he opens up a sefer and he reads a pasuk. whatever it is, a person walks into a shul and there's a sheer ending and he listens into a little of it, it has a chashivas. Every penny has a chashivas, and every item of learning certainly has a chashivas. So, Einat Yedei Matzchar Shal Mitzvah, he's saying, is maybe this is the halacha you needed. Shalai Lashma, Mitzakala, Chaparai. Avol, in Kamando Amar Hashenim, Yeser Afilu Rak Mitzvakala, Leitashlam Chukai, he's going to be missing his amount. V'yipoel B'Gehenim Avura, he's going to fall into Gehenim because of it. Umime Yitanu Ola Shemayim V'yored Leida, who went up to heaven and knows Mishpatei Hashem Shatzotku Eichi Halacha L'mayla. Who knows the judgment upstairs? Laze Amar Einat Yedem Anschara Shem Adavka Achikayim Kulam. Maybe you need this, and that's the cheshbon a person has to make with every good thing you could do. Maybe you need this. Sometimes it makes life easier when you come across somebody that you can help, and it's hard for you. It's hard not to. And if you can tell yourself, maybe I need this, it makes it easier. It makes it easier to give a guy a lift. It makes it easier to help somebody. It makes it easier to give somebody a quarter when he comes around in the morning. You say, maybe I need this. And if you look at it that way, so, you know. Rapam used to say there are two ways of giving tzedakah. One way of giving tzedakah is he needs it. And one way of giving tzedakah is I need it. V'yichol li truma, Rapam said, he doesn't understand why all the mefarshim ask. V'yichol li truma, it should be v'yitnu li truma. What do you mean? The high madrig of tzedakah is v'yichol. I give you tzedakah because I need this. It's a different level. It's an I need this level, not a he needs this level. And it's an avayda. I'm saying it's easy, but it's a beautiful piece of avayda. A person trains himself. I need this. It's a different story. Ayin raya. Next thing, a piece of musr. One of the things the Mishnah says to remember. This is Rebbe talking. Is remember, there's an eye that sees. It's interesting. You have a note in your prints from the son. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Chaim Volozhiner, towards the end of this piece, when he says that nowadays that they introduced photography, we can understand ayin raya. You know, there's somebody taking pictures. Now, you know, when you had a camera and you had to develop a picture is one thing, but now, where it seems every criminal, you know, they have videos that they, you know, so suddenly, you know, 20 years ago in heaven, there's a film of everything I did. They keep track of everything. They can look everything up, really? But now, what do you mean? They do it down here. You know, the post office they revealed has a photograph of every piece of mail that goes through the post office. They take a photograph of everyone. It was part of this these revelations. So I don't know, they do a couple of billion pieces a year. They have a picture of every piece. They don't necessarily look at it, but they can call it up if they need to. It's incredible. It's almost as good as upstairs, you know. Always think. If you had a person standing there, someone's up there, he's looking down and watching everything you're doing. And he's watching you carefully. He wants to know, you know, it's a future, benefactor. And he's watching you. And he's keeping his, he has a clipboard and he's watching everything you're doing. You'll tremble. Koshke Kabachaibik should say your Adam Shikadishbaruch Vashamalikar, it's Kavadi, Uraya Meshkiach, Altunua, Kalashalai. Watching every small thing you do, Vishamea called Diba Kalashalai. Vakadishbaruch, Makar Etzem Haria Vashmiya. God is the source of sight and hearing. Vahadam Ashurai Vishamea, Dain, any idea meet this Mashaftish Chaveri. If you watch someone, you don't know what's going on in his mind. Avakadishbaruch, Baichin Klaus Vilev. He can examine the heart, the kidneys. Tremendous Musar. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel HaNavi, go to Yishai's house, his son is the next king. He walks in, Yishai has seven sons. He walks and looks at his boys, he looks at one of them, he says, this is it. Look at this guy. Now, I don't think he looked at him because he was handsome. I think he looked at his midas and he said, this is it. And God said, you got the wrong one. Hashem said to him, Ha'adam yirolei na'im, Hashem yirolei levav. A human being sees another human being, you don't know what's going on inside. You think he's worthy of being king? Hashem yirolei levav. Hashem sees the heart. Hakel nichtav v'nirshom l'mayla v'sef ha'zachrayinis, Ha'maisim ba'atzmon b'tzurosam nechaka l'mayla is a record of everything. K'moshom ha'akasa. It's called ma'isel l'kim yavi b'mishpat. And with leksiv, now it's interesting. It says, ki kol ma'isel l'kim yavi b'mishpat. Leksiv ki al kol ma'isel. What does that mean? Ha'kavon. Avnom. Ki ha'maisa ba'atzma b'tzurosam yavi l'kim b'mishpat. It's not that Hashem judges me on the ma'isel. Hashem judges the ma'isa. Ma'isa comes before God. Zeh she'omu kol ma'asecha b'sefi nechtovim, ma'isa nechtovim ba'atzman. She's b'ayna b'zeh adam b'vadi emu o'pachad yezenu v'yira b'ayna p'chicha. He'll watch with a careful eye al kol prate in yonav she'al tzara yesetoy v'shal ovi de'a ve'erav ofen klal. It's a challenging thing to think that someone's watching you. It worked for a while. One of my yetzaharas is when I drive. I shouldn't make a chil Hashem, you know. I'm not patient, I work on it, but I'm not a patient person. It's not really a good idea to drive a car if you're not a patient person. And I try to remember the time where Moshe was sitting in the front seat and I was driving. I really try. It doesn't always work. When I think of it, it always works. I always think of it. I think at a time, I was driving with Moshe, he was sitting next to me in the front seat, driving him from his yeshiva to his house. You know, I drove well, you know, it's good. And my problem is, when Ramesha was there, I saw him. Now, when God is there, I just don't see him. Like, if I could just realize that God is there, he's in the seat there, you know, and he's watching the way I drive. It would be different, no? It would be different. So I have to remember. It's a very challenging thing to remember. But that's what he's saying. If you could just picture Ramesh is sitting there, it would be different. It would be a whole different story. In the house, I just wish, you know, I could picture Ramesh sitting there, and he behaved differently in the house. So I have in my living room, dining room, I have pictures hanging on the wall. And every picture I have there was a gift from someone. I never put energy into it. But some boys from Toronto came to my house to visit, whatever connection I have with them. They left, they brought me a picture of Ramesh. I already have a picture of Ramesh. But you gotta see it. They hung it up on the wall. When I sit in my seat, Ramosh is staring at me. You gotta come to my house, you gotta see it. He's just staring me right in the face. That's great. You know, for the first week or two, I noticed it. You know, now, I have to remind myself. But it's a musser. That's what he's saying.
Maybe you should put a picture in the car of
Ramosh. Maybe I should. I'll get used to it, but, I usually have my wife there, so she does the job. Except that I have a natural resistance to. Elu hashlosh devarim heim hashlosh bechinais machshav adibur maisa. Kabbalistically, the world is divided into thought, speech, and action. So it says you should remember: there's an eye that sees, an ear that hears, and that everything you do is written. Ayin hu bechinas machshava, kabay shekasa Hashem yira laleivav. Seeing is God's sight of what you're thinking. Oizin hu bechinas dibur sheshemei hadibur. Ear is of course listening. Kol maasecha hu hamaisa. Everything you write is written. And here's where I have the note from Rabbi Yitzchak ben Amechaber. So nowadays that they have, I have here. How do you have it spelled? It says haga ayin sefer sarva maris yidua ato beteva. Now we know it naturally. Kshenizvada yediyas ha. Degratif. So I don't know what that means. I assume it's either phonograph or photography. What was his name? And he was a photography. Oh, degratif. Okay, I appreciate it. Okay, I wasn't aware of it. I thought the phonograph was Edison. And anyway, the Dila Maven, that means be a Maven. Understand this. Let's try to remember this at least for the next hour, this message. Okay, it's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll try to finish the Mishnah.